September 2nd, what's up? Welcome to the podcast, general daily Q&A on my TikTok profile. This is Rob Flaska, the Growth Sensei. Is this my test account? No, my 200 and almost 50,000 account is my test account. This is my test account, Rob's Ants. It's a monetized account talking a very micro niche around ants, and that's where I do all my testing. So I'm testing off an account that is very large. Oh, Emily, I'm so glad you're here. Yes, thank you. I'm only live 10 to 15, 20 minutes a day, and I take this time out of my lunch, basically. Mr. Golf, what's up? Batvan Project, what's up? Should you repost the other video we have with 1.2 million? So it just depends. Like, I actually am not a fan of reposting my biggest video. What's up, Lucky Lot? I'm a fan of reposting videos you think should have done well. You should repost your biggest video if it stops getting any traction whatsoever. And if you do repost a big video, maybe use different tags. No problem. I'm glad I can do the live, but I have to give you value. So what are your questions? You're driving Batvan Project. Oh man. Oh, I like that profile picture. Your biggest had 1.2, 2 mil. Yeah, so I reposted my 7 million one. I had a really interesting experiment. The minute I posted it, the other post blew up. Same post, the other one blew up to like 9 million. So it's really interesting. And any of the TikTok coaches that know and have foregone conclusions are totally incorrect. I pride myself on my knowledge that I have based off doing this for 9 months and staring at the app with a successful monetized account. And I'm just reading some questions today. It's a very rough podcast today. No structure today, just general Q&A. Do you suggest starting a new account? Red Dressing the Globe. Do you suggest starting a new account if for months you never get more than a few views? Maybe. It depends on your age, where you live, what type of account you have. Sometimes it can make sense to start a new account. I've seen people make plenty of accounts. I would highly recommend not having two pro accounts. I can talk about that separately. Hashtag use. Hashtag use is very simple. Use it against your niche. The bigger the hashtag, the better the video you think you have, the more legs you think it has, the more broad it is. If the video is more broad, you're trying to make a viral video. By the way, you shouldn't be making a viral video every second. Make something that's viral-esque every week and stay to your niche and just have fun with it. Grow a strong following. And your hashtag should reflect that. I use hashtag FYP on videos I think can do really well. And if they don't, they don't. That's on me. But viral videos should generally be pretty fast. Most people aren't talented enough to keep the attention for 60 seconds, including myself. I'm still scared to repost stuff. I don't want to be shill for my own work. Then don't repost it. If you feel bad about reposting it, don't repost it. One of my clients has not reposted one thing, and they're at 800,000, and they started 2.5 to 3 months ago. Monetize means you're making money off of TikTok. You're making money off of your posting. That's what monetized means. I have successfully, after 3 weeks of posting around my ants, I'm able to make money through talking about ants or through many different ways that I'm not going to go into now. I can go into in-depth with you as consulting or something like that. But overall, monetization means you're making money through an application, through this, through your following. Monetizing your following means you're making money with your following or posting to your following. Namaste. Anthony, what's up? Any advice on people getting their accounts deleted? Advice? I mean, just, it's really weird. People post about it quite a bit. People are very scared to post on TikTok. They think it's going to be deleted. TikTok itself and their own accounts. People are scared to post racy stuff because of censoring. And yeah, it's a rough gig. You've got to not offend too many people. It's a constant balance of like offending too many people and not offending. So just do whatever, tread lightly a little bit. You can try to test it every now and then. You make it a video suppressed. I saw a video with some fire get suppressed and then they appealed it and it was fine. I'm not going to go into how much I've made over 9 months. I'm not a fan of doing that. I would not, I'm not a fan of going over how much I've made, but I've definitely made a good amount with what I'm doing. It just depends on the deal you're making with your brand of how much you want to make. I went for a longer term 1 year deal on my agreement because I wanted more of a passive type income for what I did. And I partnered very heavily. And this depends on what you want to do. I don't make per post. I don't want to go through the transactional based per post issue because let's say I charge $600 for a post on my other account to get a certain amount of views and I charge $800 if it got over another threshold of views. I don't want to go back and forth with the brand. I don't want to go back and forth with multiple brands. I don't have the time. So making money on your account depends on how much time you have to put into it. If you want to spread your wings and talk to multiple accounts and go through the logistics of it and the contracts of it, and you have that time, that's great. If you make $600 off of making a video and that video takes you 6 hours, that's $100 an hour. I value my time at maybe $65 an hour, maybe more. And then I go up on that based on how much I know and based off how much I can help them. Hello, Maria, what's up? But I would highly recommend if you're going after brands to start small, start very small, and start to just get your feet wet on how to work with brands and know that there's contracts involved with these things. It very rarely is it just a, here's my Venmo, do a thing, very like, what if you tarnish that brand? You gotta make sure you're doing it right. And it takes a lot to be monetized as a TikToker. Do you think it was their overall content that was against the guidelines? Possibly Batvan. I mean, Jeff Corrett just posted somebody that I wasn't even aware of. I'm pretty happy he found it. This guy got banned with 2.3 million followers because he made some crazy comment with a community and they backlashed against him. And then he had so much hate against him that they banned his account because he was just throwing so much shade at somebody. What's up, Eric? Sourdough Duffy, what's up, buddy? Hopefully you like those videos I tagged you in. What do you think about accounts that have turned into only ad posts? Depends on how you do it. The ads that I do, you can almost tell it's an ad because I'm not taking too much into it. But her name is Sarah and she does ads. You can't even tell it's an ad. She has hashtag ad, but the content is so good. It's so entertaining that like the goal of an ad is not to show that it's an ad. It's to be authentic with it. Like she does ads on watches and she talks about her watch being awesome and the band being so cool and colorful. It's a wrap. She's so good at it. I have many, many accounts logged that I can refer to for my clients that are amazing on how to do a proper ad that you can research. So it'll be a part of my coaching program once I release it. No problem, Sourdough Duffy. How do I revive my dead account so I can promote my music? My man, it's dead. That's not good. You can start a new one if you want and just start to mess with it. There's so many questions that go through my head when you say your account is dead. Going live does not directly boost posts. No. In my experience, no. But to help you on your music is such a huge part of this platform that you can just be face to camera, talk to people about your journey through music, make a fun video that your music can crush on. Like, don't go too far down the mental trash can of, oh my gosh, my account is dead, let me make a new one. Just have fun with it. Like, are you commenting outward? Are you commenting to other creators? Are you engaging with communities? Are you engaging with the music community? Like, there's so many ways why your account can be dead because you've posted too wide before. I would highly recommend maybe just making a new account and messing with it. You have to test on your own there. I can give paid consultation, but I'm not taking paid consulting anymore. Does going live boost your post? No, going live does not boost your post, but it does give you another opportunity to be on the For You page. I actually think it has to do with the title and the people you're following. You will show up to people that have not followed you with your lives. So that way you're being pushed by your big videos, you're being pushed by your current videos, you're being pushed by your live. And then the tags that are sitting there people are clicking on. How do you crush it music? Make hit remixes and covers? Depends if you are making your own music or you're doing covers. What's up? The artists are here. I'm new. I have recipe videos and redirect to YouTube. Open an account last month and post once a week. So if you're successful on YouTube, great. You need to learn how to post about almost like on Instagram. It's very fast. TikTok is 10 times faster than YouTube. I have some clients that I'm trying to coach them to get out of YouTube mentality. There's certain ways you can post on TikTok. I post like Instagram on TikTok. I don't do the best at TikTok right now. I'm just trying to give facts. I don't have the brain space right now to incorporate with trends. I'm focusing on too many other things. All I'm doing is committing to myself 2 hours a day to grow both my TikToks, and my full-time job is my gig right now. But I have a ton of knowledge in here around TikTok, so that's what I'm focusing on. But if you're opening a new account on TikTok, go all in on TikTok. Like, just take clips of your YouTube, but film them in this manner, not this manner, and you'll be golden. Just have fun with it and be very quick, and you can really press your cooking. I'm working with a couple cooks right now at this point. Yes, the title of your live is key, and it's also nice to put hashtags in your title of your live. Do you have a single case study? Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Single case study for what? Incredible Science, my man, what is up? Instagram is tough, but Instagram reels are getting lots of views just in pushing your account, just like TikTok was. So Instagram Reels is doing a phenomenal job off my testing on my personal accounts of pushing content that was good. Like, their algorithm has changed with Reels. So if you're not on Reels, you should be. Repost if you want to. Incredible Science, there's my guy, what's up? Your Reels get 50 to 100,000 views? Yeah, one of mine has 600,000 views now. It's crazy off of one of my other accounts. It's literally insane. Instagram does not get that type of push for a small creator. But Reels is doing really well. And it was one of the first posts I made, and it just gets a lot of engagement. Like, the bottom line is, if you create engagement within a post and you create conversations, that post is going to go big. Chloe, what's up, my girl? But yeah, bottom line is, if you make a post that evokes emotion and makes people want to comment one way or the other, good or bad, it will do well because the algorithm shows people are commenting on it. And it's from different regions of the country. It's not just one ClickBank or something. So Reels is huge. I highly recommend reposting it. Highly recommend reposting some stuff other places also. And if you don't know my thought process on different apps and stuff like that, I highly recommend going all in on TikTok. Even if you're a brand new creator, all in on TikTok, 80 to 90% of your time. Then spend 3% of your time on a couple other apps. Repost on Triller, repost on Byte, repost on the other ones. Because if TikTok disappears, at least you've got a leg up there. So highly recommend spending a tiny bit of time diversifying your following. And if you don't have a following, use it as a way to learn. Use it as a way to learn how to look at the camera. Use it as a way to go live and just learn how to talk. I can talk all day. It's easy for me because I used to do it all the time for my job. How I journey. My only issue is that it's not available in the Caribbean and I have a good audience from there. Interesting. I'd like to hear more about that. I don't really fully understand that. Your only issue is that it's not available. What, TikTok's not available? How's your audience in the Caribbean if TikTok's not available there? Hey, Andy, what's up, brother? Thank you. The first video review, you're the one. Does posting based on EST better than posting based on your own time zone? Doesn't matter. I post when there's the most people on the app. The weekends are pretty large. I don't think there's a lot of content being created on the weekends. Maybe there is small, low-level content. I like posting on the weekends because most people are on the app on the weekend. Oh, Reels isn't available. That's okay. Go all in on other apps. Go all in on other apps, how I journey. Yeah, no problem. I try to give all this advice as much as possible. I'm not charging for it. This is just a commitment to myself to go live for the followers and just give some free advice. Hey, Andy, it's super good. I think I have a meeting coming up. Uh-oh. Let me check. I don't. So yeah, try it. Just like keep your videos clean and quick. Like keep your videos very quick. Cut here and then cut to over here looking a different way. Cut off some sentences. These are surface level comments. I used to do paid consulting. I kind of stopped it unless for my certain people that I work with, I'm doing paid consulting. D-Lo, what's up, my girl? Thank you for the donations. These are surface level tips, and any TikTok person that is giving tips is just surface level. I say it every live, and I'm going to say it every live from here and in perpetuity. Take two tips you learn and go execute against them. Literally. Hey, D-Lo. Just go disappear. Like if I got you, yeah, sourdough, come here, get out of here, no problem. I don't want people sitting here for 2 hours giving gifts. Like, Gosh, Ginger Marketer, no shade against him, but people are sitting there for 3 hours watching him give tips as entertainment. Fine, people watch that as entertainment. I don't want you to get entertainment. I want you to grow. I want you to grow. I want you to get better at making videos. I want you to learn 1% each day, get better, so then you can grow with me and we can all grow together. Because I want to grow a community of people that know how to grow on this app and other apps that are just like this. Because this is the future. 60-second elevator pitch on TikTok just like this, next level. You guys are all learning skills on how to pitch yourself. Grow together, but not in a weird way. You know me, D'Lo. I'm not saying follow people just to follow because of it. Grow because you're actually interested in that person. I follow very little people. I don't follow a lot of people. I don't follow for anything. If somebody actually gives me a legendary, I probably will not follow them because if I'm not interested in their stuff, okay, maybe I will. But, and I will have interest because they have interest in me. So I will always give love back. And if you don't know anything about me, I have a specific regimen, 2 hours every day. I only do certain things on TikTok. I spend 20 minutes a day going through my following tab, and I spend about 15 to 10 minutes only going through the For You page. And on my following tab, if I'm following you, I will give you value. And if you're on my following tab and a video pops up, I will watch the video all the way through. I will like it and I will drop a comment because that's how you support somebody on this app. You don't support people by just freaking following them. You support them by watching their videos, giving comments, giving entertainment, giving love, giving hate, whatever. You support them by watching their stuff, not by just following them. I don't like it when big creators say, hey, I'm going to follow you because you give me a legendary. That actually hurts your account because if you come through their following page, they're not interested in you, they're going to swipe right through. So don't do that. No. Okay, I saw a great question here. Somebody said great question, but I don't know what the question was. Yeah, ask a question. I'll try to get to it as much as I can. Grow organically. It's useless if you don't. It wasn't interesting. Could you give us some more examples of how to engage viewers and comment on your posts? Sure. There's literally thousands of ways. Number one, say something that's like incorrect. ask a question. You can easily say, like, prompt things via text on there. Like, on the very top, say, next comment gets X'd. You can give a ton of facts. Give lots of really interesting things you're talking about that would invoke a comment. Strike an emotion. You make people cry. Make people not cry. Make people mad. There's one post I have. It almost has, like, 9 million now at this point. And I'm basically just trying to invoke people to comment, and it worked very well. It's my biggest post on my Rob's Ants account. And it's basically me stating a bunch of different facts. But guess what? It got me almost 140,000 followers off of one post. It's so crazy. Color Addict, hello. Yeah, Emily, ask your questions. I have another 2 minutes and I gotta run. You know, I can't give firm. I'll give feedback on accounts when I have time. You can DM me. Feel free to DM me. I'll take a quick peek. But I'm not looking at accounts right now. People pay for the account reviews at this point. So I'm not, hey, what's up, everybody? Rob is in the house. Big Bald Head is in the office. It's actually funny. Rob joined and also me and Mr. Big Bald Head joined. And you're both bald, I think. How's it going, Rob? What's up, brother? Brother, fellow Rob. Hey, Rob, you have your own hat. Oh, I didn't flip it. Dang it. Boop. Yeah, just give your questions and I will try to answer as much as I can. And then that last 1 minute of this little podcast we're recording. Somebody said they had a good question, but I can't see that good question. Oh, here we go. Has the algorithm changed? I feel like I really stepped up my game with content and it's getting less. Just keep rocking with it, man. The algorithm, like I've always said it, not a lot of people will take the power out of the algorithm. Just completely take the power out of the algorithm. Use trending tags. Don't use trending tags all the time. Use tags that are relevant to your niche. Post outside of your content so people come see it. Post on big people, big creators. Give nice comments on big creators and sometimes they'll fire back and you'll get 10,000. Anybody ever done this? This is how you grow an account without an algorithm. You've seen the people where they say, hey, 10,000 followers without even making a video. That's a perfect example. I need to make a video on it right now after this. How do you climb out of view slumps? You keep going and you don't stop. And you keep innovating. That's how you get out of a view slump. So first of all, have you ever seen those people that say getting to 10,000 followers with no videos? That's a perfect example of what you should be doing. Thank you for the TikToks. The love bangs. So if you see those people in your comments or big creators, 10,000 videos or 10,000 followers, no videos. It's a perfect example for you out there as one of the parts of your strategies to grow your account. You should be commenting outward because they get followers for a follow tactic, which is not a strategy. Just following a ton of people is a tactic. It doesn't get you very far, but it does work. Very tiny bit it works. Jesse, what's up, brother? So yeah, I just want to restate that comment. If you've ever seen somebody say, okay, here we go. If you've ever seen anybody comment that says 10,000 followers with no videos, that is one part of your strategy to grow your account. Hey man, what's up? Thanks for joining, brother. We're just doing a quick Q&A. But it is one part of your strategy. I have an entire content strategy around my 2 hours that I have dedicated to TikTok only. If I only have 5 minutes to make a video on TikTok, I'm going to make a 5-minute video. And I'm okay with the results because my strategy is getting one video out a day. And guess what? Another part of my strategy is constantly doing a live for at least 20 minutes. Another part of my strategy is commenting on big TikTok creators something funny and trying to catch one of the first comments on a really big creator's video. Because guess what happens? If you're one of the first comments on a really big creator, gosh, I've had comments that get 20,000 likes. My notifications go through the roof just because I commented on somebody else's post. And guess what? If I'm commenting on somebody else's post and my username is something entertaining and it's actually relevant, they may click on it because your comment is so funny and they may come check out your account. You can get profile views from going to big creators and making a good comment. Think about it. Nobody thinks that way. Everybody thinks you need to make a perfect video, which is true. You need to make good content because if you do those tactics of commenting outward, you need to have good video behind it so you can capture people when they get to your profile. Otherwise, it's useless. So think about it that way. I have a whole content strategy around this. If that makes sense to you, give me like a thumbs up or something. But there's so many things in this head on how to grow a TikTok. It's insane. With some of my clients, it's just absolutely crazy. We're going to go over a couple minutes here because this is just too much fun. What's a good way to quickly find trending sounds to use? Lots of work. Go to For You page and just start to look at that. Like literally trending sounds. I have many different avenues and resources I use. Thank you, Danny, for the TikToks. Does changing your name on TikTok affect the algorithm? I've changed my name several times. In fact, I'm going to change Growth Sensei to just my name pretty soon. And no, I don't think it has an effect on it. But what it does have an effect on is that nobody has a real good way of finding you on TikTok unless they're really into your stuff. It's not like Instagram. Instagram has stories pop up if you really like their stuff. TikTok is very hard to find your username. So you should stick with one username all the time and not change it. I used to be Rob Flaska on my Rob Zantz account, and I changed it to Rob Zantz, and I'm never going to change it ever again because people know me as Rob's Ants. And on this account, I'm going to change it to Rob Flaska because I don't want to be known as a growth sensei. Maybe I do, but I want people to know my name because I'm going to do different things throughout this live. Right now, I'm on TikTok and growing this, and I'm going to do this for many years because this is huge, this is fun for me. But my name should carry through, and so should yours. Your boy, Danner. Danner, I like that name actually. So yeah, lots of research, Danner. Someone shouted you out for finding their sound and helping it trend. Yeah, I think that was Ty Verdes. I found him really early. And yeah, I'm gonna make a post right now actually on the BTS. I found that, not that I found it, I mean, it's very simple. I saw a trending video on YouTube and I noticed that TikTok posted about that trending video on their TikTok, but I noticed that artist, which is BTS, hadn't even made a post on their account yet. And the day before I made that post, it had 20,000 views. Now it has 600,000 video or 20,000 videos. Now it has 600,000 videos against the sound that I found. So I'm going to make a results post because it's so powerful. And guess what? BTS posted the day after I said that. They posted two videos and they posted another one. Those videos got like freaking 70 million views. It's insane. So it's all about finding outside of app and bringing the trends to the app. It takes a lot of work. Like, it takes a ton of work to find sounds. So follow people like me, follow people like Jackson. Jeff is doing it now too. Follow people that just stare at TikTok all day like me. And don't worry about trying to find the latest trends. Just use what we're doing. Follow our stuff religiously and just do everything that we're saying. Like, don't try to diagnose everything on TikTok. Use a coach. That's why coaches, the most successful people in the world, everybody uses a coach. You need one for TikTok, you need one for business, for finance, for everything, because it's just so much more bang for your buck. Thanks, Emily. Thanks for showing up. We're going to jump off in a minute too. Make It Hackin'. I like that name. Oh, shadow ban? Yeah, that's a whole other thing we got to talk about. Shadow banning is a whole other topic. There's so many topics here. I could literally spit out like 200 tips off so many different categories. It's insane. Hey, Chloe, what's up? Make It Hackin'. Oh, that's a bummer if you're shadow banned on that. But you just have to work out of a shadow ban. Just keep posting. Keep having fun. Keep giving content. Yeah, 2 to 3 cents is pretty close. I've seen a dip in views on this account, but I've seen a rise in cents per thousand CPM. All right, I got to run. We got to end the podcast. Thanks for joining today. Wow, 26 minutes. We really went for it today. I got to get back to my real job. That's my lunch hour for today. So have a good day.